Welcome to Follow Fox, a journey through nature's wisdom. I'm your host, Fox. We are about halfway through the month of May, and we're starting to see some fruits both in gardens and in the forest. One fruit that I've always wanted to try but have never had the chance to forage is the fruit of the May apple. If you've ever noticed a cluster of plants that look like little umbrellas on the forest floor, then you've seen May apples. They grow in moist, partially shaded soil, and can grow up to a foot tall. May apples grow in colonies that originate from a single root. They have either a single leaf or a pair of leaves that are waxy and green. These leaves are deeply lobed and look almost like mini palm fronds. The leaves can be 6 to 8 inches across. May apples grow a singular flower where their leaves meet the stem, making them unique, simple plants. Two leaves and one flower is all you need to impress. The name mayapple is deceptive, as their fruit is typically ripe in late June or early July. I suppose the May in mayapple refers to when the plant appears. All parts of the mayapple are poisonous, including the unripe fruit. The plant has historically been used internally as an emetic and externally to treat warts. Once the fruits ripen and turn yellow, they are edible. Their taste has been described as a cross between pineapple and starburst candy. If that sounds appealing to your palate, then you'll have to find and monitor a patch of mayapples closely. By the time mayapple fruits are ripe and ready to eat, deer have already come through and gobbled up the yellow berries. If you do manage to come upon ripe mayapple fruit, simply cut it open, remove the seeds, and enjoy it raw. If you manage to collect a lot of them, mayapple jam is an extremely popular recipe for these unique fruits. I've never managed to beat the deer to a patch of mayapple fruit, but I'm not a big fan of pineapple anyway, so maybe it's for the best that I let the deer enjoy them. Mayapple Jelly by Kim Ports Parsons. Despite the name, there's no fruit in May. It ripens mellow and rare under July's ragged umbrella. You need 2 cups, pectin, sugar, and lemon. Stir the honey guava, simmering yellow. Strain away the poison of the pulp, seeds, and skin. Taste the singular fruit, sweet and sour, thickened by pectin. Consider its name, raccoonberry, ground apple, wild mandrake. Strain life's poisons. It's finished when you skim a spoon and 2 distinct drops run together, sheeting from a plate. Consider ways to name the pain. Heart's mandrake, label and shelve. Some days, small spoonfuls are cathartic. When a life drops, edges scrape like tectonic plates. Mayapple roots grow underground in winter. Their poison, cytostatic. Meaning, cells that won't divide. Shelve your losses. Taste spoonfuls in remembrance. Wait for the sweetness, memory's calf. Mothers may teach daughters how to smooth edges, how to placate pain, how to keen a song of naming, how loss ripens the self. I know this poem isn't really about the mayapple jelly past the first 2 stanzas, and even those are fairly metaphorical, but I like what it's saying about the memories that mayapple jelly holds for the poet. They seem to have a tradition of making mayapple jelly that was passed down to them, and this tradition reminds them of all the other bittersweet things that they've received from their elders. To enjoy the sweetness of jelly, you have to go through quite a bit of labor. Mayapple is a plant of many names. In English, they can go by devil's apple, hog apple, ground lemon, Indian apple, wild lemon, raccoon berry, umbrella leaf, and wild mandrake. In Cherokee, they are known as Unisquatuki, meaning it wears a hat, and the Osage call them Chisanapisha, which means it pains the bowels. All descriptive names indeed. If you would like to hear more episodes of Follow Fox, you can find them at podpage.com/followfox, which is all one word. Please consider finding the support links on PodPage. I am also on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. If you have any questions or topic requests, or if you would like to request a transcript of this or any episode, you can email me at followfoxcast@gmail.com. That's all one word as well. The Follow Fox logo is by V. Wegman. The episode's artwork is by Shannon Eustace. You can find more of her art on Instagram at shannon.eustace. shannon.eustace. I release new episodes every first and third Wednesday of the month, so you will hear from me again on June 5th. You've been listening to Follow Fox. I'm Fox. Thanks for following.